I'm especially glad to be here today. As you know, we need to put name tags for Bonnie Raitt, the Indigo Girls, and Jackson Browne, but you don't need one for me.
Yeah, right.
I'm very happy to be here today. Harvey mentioned, I think, the key factor in this debate. We have a very greedy, powerful special interest, the nuclear power industry, which is willing to supersede all environmental laws to do what has never been done before, and that is say we're going to haul this garbage that we've created. We're going to do it over the railways and highways of this country. Environmental laws will not apply. We're going to pour a big cement pad out someplace in the deserts of Nevada and just dump this stuff on top of the ground. It's wrong what they're trying to do. They know that nuclear power is finished in this country. The average life expectancy of nuclear power in America today is 15 years. And they don't want on their books the fact that they've created this poison. They don't want on the books the fact that they are now having to monitor this poison. This stuff they've created, we know they could keep it where it is now very cheaply. They could put it in dry cast storage containers, but they're not willing to do that because it'll hurt what they feel their corporate profits down the road. I am especially grateful that Senator and Brian and I are not standing here alone, as frankly as we've done for many, many years. To have the power of the people that are behind this podium today is very significant for us. We're happy that you met with the administration, that the administration has confirmed what they've been telling us for a long time, that interim storage of nuclear waste is not only unfair, it's immoral, and we're grateful, I repeat, for your being here today.
Yep.
If I could introduce my colleague, Senator Bryan, who has fought this as Attorney General of the State of Nevada, as Governor of the State of Nevada, and has been out front from the day he arrived in the United States Senate on this issue.